This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. An attacker inspired by the Islamic State group stabbed six people in a New Zealand supermarket on Friday before police, who had the man under surveillance, shot him dead, according to authorities. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern said the man, a Sri Lankan national who arrived in New Zealand in 2011 and was on a terror watch list, entered a shopping mall in suburban Auckland, seized a knife from a display, and went on a stabbing spree. She said six people were wounded, three critically, before police, who were monitoring him, opened fire and killed the attacker. Police Commissioner Andrew Koster said authorities were confident the man was acting alone and there was no further danger to the community. New Zealand's worst terror attack was the Christchurch mosque shootings in March of 2019, when a white supremacist gunman murdered 51 Muslim worshippers and severely wounded another 40. Japan's Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga said Friday he will not run for re-election as party leader later this month, effectively ending his tenure after just 1 year. Suga announced his intentions to resign at an emergency meeting of senior members of the ruling Liberal Democratic Party. Suga had been widely speculated or expected to seek re-election as the LDP leader on a vote set for September 29th. Suga has been battered by his government's response to the pandemic, with Japan struggling through a record fifth wave of the virus after a slow start to its vaccine program. Japan has recorded nearly 16,000 deaths during the pandemic. For more news, join us at voanews.com. Via remote, this is